It's OMF on EEI.
Talking Baseball is back beginning Monday at 11 p.m. NBC Sports Boston will bring you the in-depth look you want at your Boston Red Sox every week throughout the season with Lou Maroney, John Tomasi, and Tom Giles.
All right, back on Talking Baseball, Tom Giles, John Tomasi, Lou Maroney, and we're going to play a little game of big deal or no big deal as we talk about some of the guys that have gone off to a slow start here. And let's start with Garrett Richards.
Wait a minute, what did Giles just say?
I'm going back to Scal. The guy still can't say my name.
Your name.
Say Maroney.
At your Boston Red Sox every week throughout the season with Lou Maroney.
Lou Maroney?
He has trouble with...
He's doing that on purpose.
Scal had to do play-by-play Friday night, which is where that was from. So he had scorch marks at the tips of his head.
Listen, he was pretty good the other night. I heard it. It was good.
Are you part of this whole thing? Because, I'm sorry, what?
No,
are
you, big deal or no big deal.
Are you part of this?
Here's the thing. On NBC Sports Boston, it's a game.
Oh, it's not a lifestyle?
Here, it's a lifestyle.
Oh, okay, I get it.
No, so we discussed.
So it's like McDonald's, yeah, McDowell's.
Like we did yesterday, right? Christian. It's like real concerns, like things long term, whatever. Yeah. And then when we got to the show, it was introduced as big deal, no big deal.
Yeah, that's such a... And you saw the video, so I kind of turned my head and smiled.
So I made a call. I'm talking baseball. Tom Giles, John Tomasi, Lou Maroney, and we're going to play a little game of big deal or no big deal, as we talk about some of the guys that have gone off to a slow start here. And let's start with Garrett Richards.
So I made a couple calls, Christian.
They got the music too, huh?
And from what I heard, somebody, I don't know who it was, said, I got a great idea for the baseball show for this year. Why don't we do big deal or no big deal? The baseball fans will love it.
First off, it's it's Talking Baseball. You know what I mean?
Well, it's like we talk baseball.
Talking baseball. It's like I don't know about you guys, but I still call it a Comcast.
Wait, say it again?
Like NBC Sports Boston.
I'm starting to kind of get away from it,
but for a while, it's like, yeah, I'm on Comcast. But, you know, it's starting to turn more NBC Sports Boston.
Yeah.
Becoming more the language. So it's Talking Baseball.
Like Odyssey,
you
know? and Entercom, right?
But, you know, we talked baseball last year. I know nobody really cared because I didn't really care about that team. But, yeah, no, it's...
So this year you're it'll be discussed in the future, Christian.
I am sorry. I don't know if we branded it. You know, they do a lot of wacky segments. They might have branded it
first.
Oh,
was DJ being part of this?
We might have stole it from them.
No, I don't think so.
Please, listen. Okay,
your
listen. When you saw Lou's face... Okay, if you go to OMF, you can see it. We tweeted it up. I don't know. Lou looked like that guy. I had a head turn. So he shows up and he gets caught up in this major issue. He has no idea about it, but now he's just as guilty as them because he's there. So he's trying. I can't believe you should have said. This name sucks. We should call it something else.
I love the name of this segment. We should do it every week.
Well, hold on. Let's give these guys the benefit of the doubt. Maybe Lou does stick up for us here. Let's just play a little bit of Talking Baseball's big deal or no big deal, see how it sounds.
So we'll start with you. Is it a big deal or not a big deal?
Big deal, and not even so much because of the performance. Like,
he sucks.
Anybody can have a bad day, especially early in the season.
Backpack.
It's what he said afterwards that really bothered me. So, you know, you lose the first two games of the series. You have a veteran starter who you've paid $10 million to. Nobody else has earned $10 million in a season from Ryan Bloom.
What about Lou? Was Lou even actually able to say big deal? Was he able to? Because the rules are, you got to say big deal, no big deal.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, I got to do it. If not,
that was a red flag for me.
Yeah, I agree with you. Hopefully Chris Sale was watching that post game.
I didn't say it.
Maybe I held out subconsciously, I just couldn't get myself to do it. You know, just twisting the knife.
I can't believe you.
I would have walked off the set. Walked off. Done. Take your mic off. Threw it away.
Lou Maroney.
This guy can't say your name right. This dude can't do your intro right.
Maroney?
And they're stealing our bits.
When are we going to have, what are we going to say, Scabellini? When are we going to have Scabellini on?
Lou Maroney.
I can't say my name. I got to text Scal, but Scal, figure it out. Maroney. Like, my first name is Loomer. How about that? Let's try that.
With Lou Maroney.
No, my first name, Scal, just think of it this way. My first name is Loomer, and my last name is Loney. Loomer Loney. That's it. Loomer.
You're adding a little bit to your first name.
Some of my boys call me. That's the Oxy Posse thing. Loomer. Mm. Right? Just go Loomer. Why can't you do that?
Well, I don't know, Glenn. What do you say the punishment should be for our birthday boy over here? It needs to be significant.
It's my birthday.
I would say this. Let's cancel the cake.
Definitely. The cake has been tossed. I actually made him a cake. I'm not even bringing it in.
We had a beautiful cake for you.
like
somewhere. I don't know who the gentleman, I forget the gentleman's name, Luo, and then the other gentleman.
Luo.
With Lou Maroney.
I don't know. Is imitation the sincerest form of flattery? Should I just go with that? Should we go with that?
Oh, it's
I
feel like good,
we should go with that. Hey, Ryan, why don't you just, we'll just go all in. Send Tommy Giles the theme song.
Okay.
Send it to him and say, next time you run this segment, it works better if you have this underneath as Backpack has given his answer.
See, where we screwed up is we should have trademarked it, and then we could charge Tom Giles the franchising fee for our
game. I just really think that, this is kind of put out there as a game, okay? Whereas we take it to another level, and we make it a lifestyle, right? So,
see, that's your McDonald's explanation.
He's on the fence.
Okay, it's not. Hey, listen, I'm going to sue you, McDonald's.
They have a seated bun. Our bun's not seated. Right.
They have the golden arches. We have the golden arch.
Golden arc.
Whatever that one is.
Don't get me going. The first one was so good. The second one was so bad.
I'm still pissed about that movie.
When they opened
when
up
I
the McDonald's
it.
Over there, and
so
whatever.
Dumb.
Big deal or no big deal?
Oh, man.
Hey, he introduced it well. Though.
He did. He did a good job. Maybe we should.
Maybe that's what we should do. We should have Giles introduce ours at 4:30 today.
Would he come on and just maybe he should play with us? That sounds bad, but
Tommy Giles
like
playing.
Paul Pierce playing. What are you talking about?
No, I want a Paul Pierce party. Is what I want. Hey, for my 50th birthday, just so you know, I want a Paul Pierce party. I'm big pimping. Look, guys, talk about how pimp I am.
Yeah, I'll make sure I'll talk to Kim about that and try to arrange
it. Stream it live on Facebook Live, okay? For
I want
all
blunts,
of us to see.
Strippers,
everybody wants
and a
to
lot
see.
Of alcohol, and poker, and dollar bills.
You make sure you invite Monica.
Monica.
We never found out who Monica was.
She
never
was,
found out.
Monica, you should be here. You can make some money, girl. Stop playing.
Wow. I feel like Monica was somebody on the stream that was watching and commenting as Paul Pierce was talking. You know, a lot of people, when they do these live videos, someone will say something, and then they won't type it. They talk to the person. Oh, hey, man. Hey, Glenn. Watch, man, you crazy, Glenn. You go ahead. You know, you're good. Hey, oh, hey, Tyler. Oh, I see you over there. You're doing the same thing Glenn is. Like, they talk to the person.
Say hi.
The people making comments.
Yeah, I think he was actually talking to somebody who was watching the stream.
Yeah, making comments.
What amazes me even more, because I could almost understand, you know, he's high, he's drunk, and he's doing stupid stuff. Okay, whatever. Everybody does that once in their life, maybe a few times. But the reaction he's had since then, it's almost like he's doubling down. It's almost like, screw the rest of the world. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to live my life like this. Are you kidding me?
Do you forget? Do you usually forget
married.
Things?
He's got three kids.
Well, but again, like to the Wiggy, you know, analogy, you know, it's fine. Like in certain, you know, situations, you know, and demographics, that type of life, that behavior is acceptable. Not in my household, not at all. Okay, I got to make sure I can watch an R movie before I even play it. I got to ask for permission. Is there nudity in there?
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Are there sex scenes in there?
You have to do that?
Yes.
I like to just relax sometimes and just watch a movie, and then my kid comes in. Next thing you know, half hour later, he's sitting on the couch with me, and I don't realize it's like, you know,
and
my wife
that.
Gives me the stink eye, like, really? No. I'm like, what? She's like, she's naked on the TV. I'm like,
I got to show these guys these breasts.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, that's not that bad.
You know what I mean?
Since it's story time.
But I think, like, you know, it's like 16 candles, right? You know, sometimes that movie's on or something.
Yes.
Yeah, and then next thing you know, there's some scene that's somewhat inappropriate for an 11-year-old, and she gives me the look, and I'm like, you're right, I get it, but I don't know, I just got comfortable.
You know what I did?
Let me tell you.
This is probably one of my one of the moments where I'm probably the least happy about.
It is
least
part
proud
of the week story time.
Yeah, it is. And I actually, Kim asked me about a movie for the kids. I was like, oh, Fast Times at Ridgemont High is pretty good.
That was one of
for
them.
What age,
and I think
kid?
They went in the cabana, and she's like, are you going to just keep watching it with your son? What's the problem?
It was the very start of that movie, like in the beginning, where they go to the dugout.
Porky's.
See, Porky's alone, though. Porky's, like, come on, just the name Porky's alone. There's so many scenes in that one. But, yeah, I got Fast Times at Ridgemont High. I actually got a call while we were doing the show.
Why did you
tell the kids they could watch Fast Times? I said that? I did, didn't
to our youngest.
Yeah.
Who's eight.
I thought it was like the TNT version. You're just going to see, you know, crazy stuff happening, but actually no nudity or like, you know.
So if you guys watch
passage for young teens.
I'm sure you've watched this movie with kids before, Mrs. Doubtfire, right? You've watched that movie,
sure.
Right? Okay, and it's fine. Apparently, the director has come out now recently, Chris Columbus, and claims that there was an R-rated version. And the reason they had an R-rated version is because Robin Williams would go off on his own and just recite ad-lib lines.
Yeah.
And F-bombs here, there, yeah, and everywhere. And he would, like, it just, you know, out of his mouth would come the unbelievable and so stuff. And so Chris Columbus said we were keeping all of that stuff because we were thinking maybe we could do an R version of it.
Yeah, whose movies could not be if Christopher Columbus.
Is he okay to still be doing
the
movies?
Ocean Blue?
Yep. We have to get rid of him.
Who?
Yeah, we have to get rid of him. We have to cancel him.
Not Christopher Columbus.
He's got to change his name.
But the director.
Yeah, he's got to change his name.
He, like, if he tried to make a remake of 16 Candles, Weird Science, what are the other ones? Breakfast Club, any of those movies that he became known for?
Yeah.
Uncle Buck?
Oh.
Okay, none of them.
Wow.
You definitely could not make 16 Candles. 16 Candles right now, there is no way when the grandparents come out and they're like, I mean, none of it can be done anymore.
No.
You'd have to make it R-rated.
No. But I understand.
They'd have to go straight to video.
But I understand people, younger people, are sitting there going, yeah, what did Paul Pierce do that was wrong? And I agree. If he wants to do that privately, there's no problem with it. He can do whatever
can't
he wants
put it
in
public.
His private life. But you can't go
out
there.
Can't go Facebook Live.
And
come on.
Facebook
can't
Live. Defend it. And then people are defending him, basically saying, what's wrong with it? Mm-mm. Okay. He is announcing it to everybody.
I get stoned all the time.
While working for ESPN.
Yeah. Again, you don't work for ESPN. Don't even say ESPN because I can understand. You can have a debate there.
Disney.
You work for Disney.
Right.
Disney owns. So how long did it take for the, you know, executives who make these decisions, you know, down in Orlando, Florida, okay, to sit there and say, you know, you got to get rid of this guy?
Not long.
I mean, not right away.
It happened last night on Monday. The weekend, it was like done.
2 seconds.
I mean, it literally, like, a day.
Do you think he fought for his job? Yeah. Do you think he said, listen, that's not me?
Does it sound like a guy that fought for his job? That wasn't me.
No.
Aren't you guys amazed at his reaction, though? Because
yeah.
I would have thought he would
very
come
cavalier.
Out and say,
he's
you
fine.
Know what? I made a bad decision. You know, I was having a private party, and I opened it up to the world. I shouldn't have done it. Maybe I had too much to drink. What? All of that would be normal reaction for somebody. Instead, he puts a video out 5 seconds and he's laughing. And then today he's like doubling down on it.
Yeah. Weird. I don't know where he is right now. If he's got something going on in his life, hopefully he's okay. But no, it's just strange.
Well, he does have an offer to consider from adult site Cam Soda.
I'm sure
he does. Adult website Cam Soda is offering Paul Pierce $250,000 to host an NBA show with exotic dancers. I have no idea what that show would do with those dancers. Maybe just twerk in the background while he gives analysis.
Actually, I have a guess what it would sound like.
Say hi, accent.
Hi, guys.
Hi, accent.
I would also, sign me up. Monica.
I would also, we've actually gotten to Tom Giles. He has responded. He would love to come on and play with us.
Excuse me?
You said it's a game. We're playing a game. It's the no big deal, big deal game. He wants to play with us.
You tell him about the franchise fees?
I'm looking at it right now. He said he's ready to go.
Okay.
He's ready to go. I know that Lou has his cell phone number. He needs to come on and he needs to play along.
I talked to Tommy, so we're going to get rid of the big deal, no big deal. So next Monday, because it's going to be an 8 o'clock show, we're going to have a mystery guest. And we don't know who's going to call in. We're gonna guess who it might be. We're going to give some clues. And we're going to have someone call in to see how that goes. So we'll get rid of that when we're bringing the mystery guest.
Who can it be now?
You know, we have some production that they can use if they would like to. I think Tommy Giles is just jealous that DJ Bean's got so much pub in the last few weeks because, you know, he's been the leader in the clubhouse until he finally lost, right? He's been there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Wiggy against Terry Bradshaw, the championship for the worst
like
take.
Gonzaga Baylor. Who was Baylor? Who was Gonzaga?
It comes up.
That's a big deal.
Big deal or no big deal, as we talk about some of the guys that have gone off to a slow start here.
Follow the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI.
I want you to say something really stupid. And then when you say it, I'm going to go, idiot.
Now back to OMF.
Here it is, the championship matchup on OMF Worst Take Madness. It's Wiggy against Terry Bradshaw.
I want you to sign him at $25 million. Give him a $25 million over a few years. Here's my deal. 4 years, $100 million, $75-80 million guaranteed money.
Now you're
smokes.
Up. Now you're up the to price 4 years.
It went up. And that
he's giving him a lifetime deal.
That fourth year is kind of like that, you know, team option. So where you can really, right. you know, just spread the money over. Then to lower that cap number, you can spread the money over 4 years.
Terry, is Tom Brady the greatest quarterback of all time? And you had some strong comments about him leaving New England. Can
right.
you expand on those?
Well, first of all, I don't think he's the greatest quarterback of all time. It's hard to say he may be the best quarterback we've had in the last 30 years. Is he better than Staubach? No. Is he better than Dan Fouts? No. Dan Marino? No. I'm talking talent-wise when you put all of it together. Does he have more Super Bowls than anybody? Yes, therefore he's the best. But Montana, is he better than Montana? Not to my opinion, no. Better than Drew Brees? Yeah, maybe.
Oh, it's crazy. Maybe. A crazy take as Wiggy had, and he just got carried away because he just is in love with Cam Newton. The Terry Bradshaw one is off the charts. And ladies and gentlemen, we crowned your champion. It is Terry Bradshaw.
Yes.
52.3% to Wiggy's 47.7%.
Yeah.
It might be the dumbest take I think I've ever heard when it comes to football.
Well, it's and I like the music. The thing with Bradshaw, like when we first kind of heard it, we're like, man, this thing was really overlooked all year,
yeah.
you know, because it really what Terry Bradshaw wanted to say, is he better than me? No.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Staubach, yeah. Dan yeah. Fouts, me?
The old,
no.
The old school mm-hmm. quarterback.
And the killer to me was, first of all, I think he's lying with all that stuff. I just don't believe him, but I disagree with him, I should say. But at the end when he said, is he better than Drew Brees? And it was like really hard for him. Maybe. No, that's a bad take.
You know,
I want to congratulate Terry Bradshaw.
One thing, there might be a few people out there that is still lagging on with the truth of 2021. And they might take the approach of, I still think Montana is better, or I still think Peyton Manning is better. But he has a list of guys who are all better, including, as you said, Lou, himself.
Yeah, he was waiting for somebody to actually, you know, put his name in there. And hell, even you, Terry, you won 4 Super Bowls. I mean, you should be on this list too.
He's really the
best
quarterback.
But I think the big story,
in my opinion,
is that the undefeated season of Gonzaga / Jermaine Wiggins is over. Like that's an upset. Like Wiggy didn't have the best take last year, or the worst take, I should say. That's a huge upset.
I think
that's
it is.
Like he was going to be undefeated.
And just like Baylor, who was obviously an unbelievable team, just kind of had some COVID issues. People forgot about them. The tournament starts, and they just start ripping through fools. Even like the last two games, the Final Four, the last two games, they just ripped through fools.
Early.
So you sit there and go, wow. Like Terry Bradshaw was always a great, crappy take. And even to the point where you sit there and go, wow, this guy should know better. Like, I understand Wiggy being distracted and being, you know, emotionally affected and just wanting to really, you know, prove his love and admiration for Cam Newton.
He was searching for love.
He wants to be a friend. Yeah. So you make stupid decisions. So, and you know, and he's Wiggy. So you always give him a break because he's always saying crazy stuff. Terry Bradshaw is on a highly rated, nationally televised pregame show on Fox. He's been doing it forever. He should know that he needs to remove all his bias against the guy. So to me, it just screamed jealousy.
No. Yes.
No, you're just a jealous old man. Even
no.
a stupid
yes.
you know, reality
no.
show
yes.
sucked.
No.
Yes.
No.
Can't keep doing it.
No, like, this is the right, no the, idea. The right person won.
Yeah, you had no idea where he was putting Brady. Maybe eighth, maybe ninth, maybe tenth quarterback, something like that. That's why it's so foolish. So anyway, Terry Bradshaw is
and the other one too is like he was like the opposite of Greeny, who I still think was a big upset early in this when Greeny
yeah.
said he might be the greatest but not the best.
So he's
right?
the greatest, but that said, it doesn't mean he's the best.
So this Semantics. Guy Bradshaw thinks that Brady may be the best, but he's not the greatest.
First of all, I don't think he's the greatest quarterback of all time.
Not the greatest, but he may be the best. So it's just the whole thing was strange, and it was well-deserved.
Well, he's throwing the Super Bowls aside. Like, Brady had nothing to do with the Super Bowls.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, people use that argument over the years. Well, what about Vinatieri and all those games he won? Yeah, but who moved the team down the field so that Vinatieri could kick him?
It was very reminiscent, though, of, like, Baylor's run. You know, the momentum grew. It was a very good take coming into the tournament. But as the tournament went on, it was clear that they were the best team. And they routed the undefeated Wiggy.
Wow.
In a game well-deserved.
Yeah.
Covered the spread. Good for him.
So it was obvious through the entire weekend when you watched that Houston game. It was a blowout right from the get-go. And then the second game with UCLA against Gonzaga was a really good game, obviously, in overtime. And then this game last night was a blowout right from the get-go.
I mean, Christian, you now have to give Bradshaw one of your ties.
I was going to say, so is Terry going to call in and accept his award? I mean, or what are we going to do?
I don't think he's doing that.
Okay, I'll accept it on his behalf, which is not a tie.
That would be
a pair of flip-flops.
It's a big moment for him.
I mean, excellent job. Excellent job. I think we had an excellent tournament. Tyler, great job. Ryan, great job.
I'm just glad we got through it with COVID.
We did. We didn't have one delay.
No postponements.
Nobody.
Nothing.
No COVID issues. Nope. No nothing. One of our guys.
We didn't have Tristan
one of
Thompson
shots.
in our madness. So
I think Terry Bradshaw's
burning
a couch in front of his cul-de-sac right now.
Yep, he should be. Steeler fans got another championship.
Very good bracket.
And by the way, I just want to give some encouraging words to Wiggy. You had a hell of a season.
Yep.
You worked your ass off.
And you know what the best part is?
You came real close, and there's another
nothing to be ashamed about.
Year.
Listen, everyone's returning.
Yep.
From his team. I mean, they stacked for next year. I can guarantee you that there'll be another horrible take.
It'll
at least six
to do
of
with
them
Cam Newton,
in next year's tournament because his team is all coming back. They're loaded.
I actually feel like we actually have
seniors.
Enough. We have enough right now.
All juniors.
We have enough right now since the season ended to start a whole new bracket. We have enough right now just about the hysteria that's going on with, you know, the Patriots and the quarterback situation and everything else. I mean, tons of it right now.
So why don't we go to 68 next year, have a couple of play-in games, and then we'll have whole divisions. Wiggy could have his home section. He could have the whole thing. All right, there you go. The winner goes to Terry Bradshaw. The runner-up is Wiggy. That's the end
of
OMF.
Wiggy.
Worst take madness. Something coming up next that we stole from NBC.
Took it right away from them.
It's called Big Deal or No Big Deal.
Giles,
I don't know if
pissed.
You've ever heard about it before, but the big fella will give it to you coming up next. It is a lifestyle. Trust me.
The time is short.
You got anything to say for yourself?
We didn't think it was that big a deal.
No big deal.
It's a big deal.
Big deal.
Big deal.
Kind of a big deal in New England right now.
No big deal.
Not that big a deal.
Not a big deal, huh?
Why does that make such a big deal? I don't understand that.
No big deal.
Big deal.
Is Joe Biden getting a bad deal here?
We're going to play a little game of big deal or no big deal.
Hey, look, we got to keep that now. It's like it's a constant. All right, so let's get right to it because I know Tommy Giles is listening. I want to do him proud. I want him to be proud of me. So, obviously, the baseball season has started. And the Astros, I feel like the Astros, but talk about lucky. They avoided all the boos, all the jeers, all the people yelling and screaming at them. And it felt like, okay, they had, you know, that all that whole scandal, it was over. It was behind them. Not so fast, Lou. Like, over the weekend against the Angels, there was not only inflatable trash cans being thrown onto the field, which was great, by the way. Yeah. That wasn't good enough. They started throwing the actual trash cans that were in the dugouts and in the hallways and in, you know, everything. Throwing it all out into the field, into center field. Big deal or no big deal?
I like it. I think it's a big deal. I like the fact. Listen, fans aren't going to forget. Like, they're not going to, especially when you're playing, you know, the Angels and the Astros and Seattle, like teams in your division, they are not going to forget. The fans are going to let them know. It's all fun. I think it's great. You know, I'm sure the players don't enjoy it on Houston, but I mean, they dodged a bullet. They missed fans last year. Mm-hmm. I mean, they got to pay a little bit, don't they? And hear it.
This is awesome.
I love it.
This is a big deal, and
because
I must
it's
tell
awesome.
You these. Oh,
yeah,
it's awesome!
Great.
These inflatable trash cans are phenomenal. Think about it. They're going to be able to do it everywhere. Yeah. I'm on Amazon right now buying a dozen of them. You can fold them up, right?
Yeah.
And like beach balls.
Tuck them in your shirt.
And tuck them in your shirt. Yeah. Go in there, then blow them up, and then throw them out there on the field to embarrass the Houston Astros. They got away with a lot last year. They didn't have to face the crowd. they're going to have to face the crowd this year. Inflatable trash cans, the greatest invention.
Or actual trash cans. So you know
the real ones. I've never seen an inflatable
You have to steal them from the ballpark.
Yeah,
though,
you
right?
know who isn't happy? You cool. know who's actually pleading and like, come on, let's all act like adults.
Who's that?
The Astros manager, Dusty Baker.
Oh, of course.
You can tell the amount of hostility and the amount of hatred in the stands. You know, how many in the stands have never done anything wrong in their life? Or, you know, we paid the price for it. How many people have not cheated, you know, on the test or whatever at some point in time? I mean, it's easy, you know, if you live in glass houses, but I don't think anybody lives in glass houses.
Mm. See, that's the problem with Dusty.
Yeah.
Because the follow-up is, exactly what price did you pay? Like, what did you pay? Did a player get suspended?
Yeah. No.
Like you got a job
right.
for it. Yeah. AJ Hinch, he's got a job. You know, go back. Alex has got a job. Like, you know, what? So what price did the players pay? The players haven't paid a price.
These players play.
They haven't. So there you go. They're going to get ragged on all year long.
I have to admit it. I once went 70 miles an hour in a 55 mile per hour zone. So I think Dusty's
so
right.
So you should not get on them for cheating.
No, I'm not going to.
You know, one time during Halloween when I was a kid, you know, somebody left a big basket of candy. They said, only take one. I took the whole basket.
Ooh, I've done that before myself.
I took the whole thing. Nothing but king-size candy bars, too.
Well, then you should
hear things. I mean, what are the kids supposed to think in the stands?
I mean, just think about the kids.
He is dopey. See, he's part of the problem.
Think about the kids.
He is part of the problem.
Yeah, I mean, think about the kids.
Junior, I'm throwing this inflatable trash can because all those guys out there are cheaters and they're wrong for it. I want to let them know that.
You know, if they would have punished the players, and then it would have been a little bit easier, but I still think people, listen, they're taking advantage of the situation. Like, you got killed. Yes, okay?
It's fun.
How many different ways can we bring out a trash can? Let's stay with baseball real quick. So Major League Baseball obviously moved the All-Star game out of Atlanta. Now they have a new spot for it. It's moving to Denver, Colorado. Glenn, big deal or no big deal?
It's a big deal. You want to know why? Because Rob Manfred has not read the voting laws in the state of Colorado.
Well, they're not new.
Mr. Commissioner.
Yeah, exactly.
They require photo ID to vote in person. They require signature verification for mail-in ballots. By the way, Georgia got rid of that. And, workers, you can't give food or water to voters within 100 feet. It's 150 feet in Georgia. They didn't pay attention. All they did is react to the media and react to the White House that wanted to make a statement in Georgia. This is dumb of Major League Baseball.
It is, and it's really typical because it's just about optics. You know, Georgia, just given the recency, what happened, so they get them out of there. They send it out to Colorado and Denver. And you don't hear one single person say, this is a bad idea, too. Look what Colorado does. No one, because they don't care. They don't care that they sent it to, like, maybe a worse state when it comes to some of the laws.
It's all about the noise. It's
and
not
as far
really
as income coming into, like, you know, a black community, when you start talking about, you know, how it affects certain races, like Atlanta to Colorado.
Well, Atlanta
what community did you hurt more?
Atlanta has 52% black population. Many of the small businesses are owned by African Americans. You know what the population of black people is
52.
In Denver? It's 9%. So what Major League Baseball did is they took money away from black businesses in Atlanta and moved it and are going to hand it out to white businesses in Denver. Okay.
But everyone's fine with it.
Yes.
It is amazing.
That's the dumb thing about it.
It's just because even though nobody's looking into it, it is amazing that this has happened. There was other states that were trying to get it also. Colorado looks like they're the ones there. And if you were a state, wouldn't you sit there and say, what do you want me to say? Because I want to improve my community. I want to help out some of the businesses that are in and around the stadium area. Like, what do you want me to say? What do you want our laws to look like? Okay, how do we get your business? The teams and cities that do that are going to flourish. The ones that don't are going to get killed.
But all it is, and I think a lot of it is social media right now. It's all about headlines. It's all about tweets. And if people get it out there, people go, oh, my God, they don't read the law. All they do is read the headlines. And nobody's reading the law in Colorado, including Major League Baseball, because baseball doesn't care.
But even the people that were so upset that it was in Georgia, you're not hearing a word from them either about Colorado. So it's just whatever. It's just fake noise. It's optics. It's just whatever.
Yep.
They're done.
All right, so let's stick with baseball. So Cincinnati Reds outfielder Nick Castellanos was suspended, Lou, 2 games, and he was also fined for flexing on a pitcher, which I didn't think was a big deal. That pitcher's name was Jake Woodford. He was fined and suspended for instigating a bench-clearing incident. So here's what happened. So he hits a home run on opening day. He chucks the bat, jumps out of the batter's box. And, you know, obviously, you know, the Cardinals, they didn't like that very much. So the next day, he's up there. He gets beamed by Woodford, gets on base. He's on third base now. Wild pitch. He runs to home plate, scores, and he flexes on the very pitcher that beamed him with the baseball. Then he starts walking off, and then the benches start clearing. And then he's being blamed for instigating this bench-clearing brawl when in reality, it wasn't even him. He didn't even touch Woodford. It was Molina who was the one that did it. Big deal or no big deal, Castellanos taking the blame for Molina.
Yeah, I think it's a big deal. He shouldn't have been suspended. And I don't like Nick Castellanos at all, by the way. But still, just his arrogance. But that's fine. But I like what he did. I don't mind what he did. I thought it was a beautiful thing. He got plunked. He had a chance to slide into the catcher. He flexed on him. So be it. Like, but baseball's got this whole thing. Like, if you cause teams to come out in the field because of COVID, I think if this thing happened 2 years ago, there's no suspension because there was really no fight. They just separated them. But because you got guys in the field, they're going to come after you. But it's like Trevor Bauer tweets out, MLB's notes to players. Don't get excited about big moments or play with intensity. We'll fine you and suspend you if you do. Free Castellanos, he says. And it's true. It's like, let the boys play. And then they go out there and try to play and you suspend them. I mean, come on. We want excitement. We want fun. That was fun. Let it go.
I hate Nick Castellanos.
Nobody got hurt. Let it go.
It's a big deal because Major League Baseball needs more emotional moments. They need more flipping of the bats. They need more of that stuff. If they want to get highlights on SportsCenter, that's the best way of doing it. The other sports get away with it. Nobody gets worked up if somebody, you know, gets in somebody else's face in a basketball court or in football. It doesn't happen. Yeah. Baseball needs more emotion.
Yeah, they do. But, you know, they don't let you flex in the NBA. They don't let you flex after a big sack in the NFL.
Yeah, but you don't get suspended for two games. You get a personal foul. You get a T.
Issue was he flexed and he walked away. It was Molina, the catcher, who actually came back in chasing after him. And since you mentioned Castellanos, let's hear from Castellanos and see what he thinks about Molina.
Do you feel like you are a leader?
Stuff was going on in the outfield. You and Yadi were kind of by yourselves on the first base side. Just what were you guys talking about over there?
That's between me and Yadi. But like I said, that guy could have punched me in the face. I still ask him for a signed jersey. But, you know, like, I got nothing but respect for that cat, bro. He's a real one. You know, he said his piece, and I listened. You know, that's it.
To me, that is... Okay, so initially, when he was talking, I kind of liked him. I asked him if he's a leader. He's like, no, I'm not a leader. It's up to those guys.
Why I don't
it's
like
kind
him.
Of a hardo.
He's out here to talk about me. I don't know if I'm a leader. You know, I damn sure ain't a follower.
I kind of liked that part. He had me there. And when he went into this whole thing about Molina, I was like, okay, dude, shut up now. Like, this is the guy. He's the reason why you're suspended and fined.
I mean, look, yo, like, I wore 93 in the ribs.
So the guy plunks him in the ribs. He picks the ball up and throws it back at him.
Yeah,
and
ask if he wants it. Yeah. Ask if he wants
it. I love
it. It's beautiful.
It's just not going to happen.
Which is great. Like, just why not? Why just let it
go? It's a baseball stupid rule.
Whatever, okay? I just feel like if a guy hits a home run and he pimps the hell out of it and he stands in a box and does backflips, if you want to drill him next at bat, the hitter should probably expect it. Go to first base and let's have some fun. It's over with. Slide in the second, steal the bag, take the runner out, whatever. If you got a chance to knock him down at the plate on a slide, the pitcher's covering, do it. It's baseball. Just let it all happen. It's all fun.
He's a boss, yo. Like, all right, I give him the benefit of the doubt.
He's this guy, Molina. Like, he goes up, and then he chases Castellanos because he didn't like the fact that he was flexing after he scored.
Yeah, whatever. You just drilled me with 93 in the ribs, like he said. Like, why can't I flex on you?
All right,
you hit me. Which one hurt more? Me flexing or you drilling? Like,
last one, because I do not want the day to go by without wishing Lou a happy birthday. He's 50 today. It's a big milestone for you. You're almost dead. You're almost dead. You're going to die soon.
Close.
And I feel like I've done this before. Is there a song, like, at your funeral, what song do you want played?
Oh, I have no clue. I'm not there yet. I got to start thinking about it, apparently.
Would it be Eminem? Yeah, you should start thinking about it.
I got to start thinking about it.
That's what it would be. Please, I hope I'm alive.
If you want me to get in that grave sooner, play it.
I don't think they have funerals anymore, do they?
Oh, are you allowed to? Are you allowed to die right now with your friends?
Yeah. You asking me, is like 50 a big deal?
Yeah, 50 is a big deal.
No big deal.
It's not a big deal.
It's like 50's not that old when it's you.
What is the age for senior citizen discounts? You're not close to that, are you?
I don't think so.
65.
65.
At what age can I say whatever I want, nobody be mad at me?
65.
No, 85. 90. That's like 90.
Those discounts are overrated. They really are overrated. I mean, yeah, what do you get, 10% at McDonald's?
Seriously, when is the senior age?
65. I think 65. Oh, in Florida, you move into a park at 55.
50 is just a number.
You know the number you really want to know? The number that you really want to be aware of, okay, that you, as far as milestone ages, is just that. Okay, what age do I have to be where I can say anything I freaking want and nobody can do anything about it? Nothing.
Charles,
well, you got to be unemployed.
I was going to say, you used to be able to do that probably at 65. The problem is today, you just get canceled in life.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so nobody will even talk to you anymore if you do that. I mean, Lou went on that rant yesterday, and he's right.
But it is true. Like 50, I can remember like in high school, I think my dad was 50 when I was like coming out of high school. And I was like, God, he and his friends are old.
Yeah.
You know, and they still have fun. But I don't know, if I'm that old, will I have, like, it's not, then you turn 50 and you're like,
50 is the new
40.
It's
not that old.
You still think you're 18.
1957, I'd say remember it was.
The one thing I noticed at 50 is like the day drinking. That makes for a short night.
Oh, it's not easy,
It is. It's like, I don't know.
It's an ambient for me.
Yeah, it is. It's an ambient. If you could pull, like a buddy of mine, actually my neighbor turned 50 the other day. We're over there at midday and had like a beer on Sunday or whatever, Saturday. And like 3 o'clock, I'm like, okay, I got to go and just lie down and watch golf and fall asleep for another hour or two. And then maybe I'll come back later. But I need a nap.
Like at night. Oh, yeah, I'm all for naps.
Day drinking. Day drinking's the one that kind of kicks you in the nuts.
Well, you know what, Lou? From all of us at OMF, happy birthday.
What'd you thank you?
Happy birthday, Lou. We did have a cake, but we took it away.
We took it away because you're a traitor.
Stole it on NBC.
Did you ever get your tiramisu from Tommy John's?
No, I didn't, the bastard. He gave me a tiramisu cake, and he's in Needham. I'm at home. And I'm like, what good is it for me there? It's like one of my favorites.
So you have to go pick it up?
I got
to
go get it tonight.
They paid money for a sight gag, and you couldn't even be there.
No, Tommy ate it. Unbelievable. Bastard.
All right, 617-779-7937 is our phone number. You guys see that ESPN has ranked the top 10 players, NBA players, under the age of 25. Because I know here in Boston, everybody gets excited because they think that Tatum and Brown are like number one and number two or two and four or whatever. No surprise. Luka Doncic is number one. Zion Williamson is number two. I mean, if you've seen him play, there's no question he is number two. LaMelo Ball, which we did not get to see the other night when they were playing Charlotte, had a phenomenal rookie year. Donovan Mitchell is number four. And there is Jason Tatum, number five, just above.
Wow.
De'Aaron Fox and Ben Simmons and Devin Booker, who I think you could make an argument are probably right there in the same sentence with Tatum. And Jaylen Brown is number 12.
Yeah, this one is not really a surprise. I guess LaMelo Ball jumping in there as a rookie. You know, you might sit there and say, well, let's see it for a couple years. But this league, it's not one of those things. Does any star like play great 1 year and then suck the rest of his career? Like, it just doesn't happen in the NBA. So he's a good player. The interesting thing is when he started looking at some of the individual ballots, Bobby Marks in particular. So he has his
former general manager.
So he actually has Luka number one, Zion, Michael Porter Jr. three.
Who's pretty good.
Ben Simmons, Devin Booker. The point is, he's got Jason Tatum 13.
What now?
Jaylen Brown 11. But Tatum is 13. Now, the other guys, Kevin Pelton has Tatum 3. Mike Schmitz has Tatum 4. And Luka and Zion are 1 and 2 and everything. And those two guys kind of flipped LaMelo Ball and Tatum 3 and 4. But this guy, Bobby Marks, has Jason Tatum 13.
Yeah, that's a little ridiculous.
13?
Yeah.
He's a third team all NBA with everybody over 25, like the entire league last year.
Well, I was going to say, some of these guys that on this list aren't, at least Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown were made the All-Star game. I mean, I don't know if you overvalue that, but that alone should put you ahead of anybody else who did not make the
All-Star game. I mean, Luka and Zion, fine, 1 and 2. You know, Donovan Mitchell, De'Aaron Fox, like those guys are in the mix. And LaMelo Ball, I guess, from what you've seen this year.
So here's my guess with Bobby Marks, that he looks at the Celtics, he says they're underperforming, and the two biggest stars on the team are Tatum and Brown. And he threw Jaylen Brown at number 11 and Tatum at 13 because he probably thinks Tatum has underperformed and Jaylen Brown got a little bit better than he was last year. But he looks at the Celtics and doesn't like what they're doing because you can see the other guys that he's putting in there, like Devin Booker, and Phoenix has been really good. And Donovan Mitchell, look at what Utah's done this year. And De'Aaron Fox, even though he's playing on a bad team, he is fun to watch. For some reason, Bobby Marks looks at Brown and looks at Tatum and probably is one of those guys that if you were to ask him about the Celtics, he would say they are vastly underperforming.
Well, how about this one? How about the fact that Bobby Marks was, what, the assistant GM with the Nets when they made that deal?
Yes, he was.
So is it his way of sitting there saying, yeah, well, everybody makes fun of me for making that deal. I got news for you. Tatum ain't that good. Brown ain't that good.
No, that's a good one.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, he might be looking at it, taking it personally.
He got embarrassed is what he did.
Yeah, we know people.
So he's going to spend the rest of his life just ripping every young player that the Celtics have?
But I will say this, guys. When you look at these young players, and then you look at players right now in the league that are 27, 28, 29 and having a major impact, it gives you a second look at the Celtics and say they still have a long way to go. With two young players, it's not like you've got Tatum and Brown or 1-3. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or 1-4.
Yeah.
You don't have that. And you have all of these other guys. You can see Dallas getting better. And you can see New Orleans getting better. I mean, you can go through this list, and you can see a lot of these players. Michael Porter was a guy that came out and was injured right out of college. And now he's playing, and he's playing really well. So there are a bunch of these guys, young players, that you look at that are under 25. And you thought you had two of the best players under 25. And they probably got it right.
Well, he likes Michael Porter. He's the only one that's got him. And the other two guys have 13. Yeah. He's not even in the top 10. I don't know where Porter is on the list, but boy, he's got him at 3.
So does this make you feel better or worse about your own ability to, I guess, attract other players and, you know, really take that next step as on your own?
Worse, because I think he's right. I think you look at some of these players, like Devin Booker takes over games now. Okay, so you're looking at guys that really have emerged and taken their game to the next level. Fox is the same way right now. We saw it against the Celtics. He destroyed the Celtics. Remember that? I mean, you're seeing some of that right now, and that's with Tatum, with Brown. So, yeah, I think it's a reality check that everybody said, we've got two of the greatest young players under 25, and no, you don't.
Well, I mean, two out of the three have Jason Tatum, you know, in the top five. I mean, that's not like, let's not act like that's not a big deal.
No, I think he is in the top five.
No, you got two great young players. You have two great young players. That's what you have. But, you know, they're not the only ones. That's the point. Like, they're not the only ones. You know, teams have some great young players as well. And right now, though, when most of the good teams, I guess you look at Mitchell on there and Simmons, he's on that list too. But it's still a late 20s, early 30s league, right? As far as winning goes. Winning? It's still late 20s, early 30s league.
Absolutely. That's how you win in the league. You've got to have, like, you're going to see it with the Lakers right now. The Lakers are going to lose a lot of games because the Lakers have all sorts of injuries. So the Lakers are going to drop down. I don't know what they're going to end up as a seed in the Western Conference, but it's irrelevant, right? If Anthony Davis and LeBron are healthy when you get into the postseason, what difference does it make?
I would say that, you know, I guess, but if you're 4-5, if I'm the Lakers and I'm going to fall to 6, right? So 4-5 win, whoever the winner plays Utah. Just sort of avoid it. That's all. Utah.
Yeah.
Right?
They can do that, Lou.
So if you fall, 4-6.
They can basically tank to get whatever position
6 or 7, right?
They need to.
The dangerous spot.
I would say the same thing about Brooklyn right now. And Harden's injured again, and they've got some issues as well. But if they're all healthy when you get to the postseason, they're all seasoned veterans, late 20s, early 30s. Those are the teams that are going to win in the postseason.
Yeah, and that's why the whole home, even if you have full capacity, full fans at the games, it's the older veteran teams, they're not as affected as these younger teams on the road. Like, they honestly, was it the Celtics thing? We were talking about, we played some sound about the Celtics, or I don't know what team it was, how their main goal was just like, we didn't care about where we ended the season. It was like, we're just going to be, it was Scal. Scal was telling the story.
They're trying to get to the play-in game.
In Chicago.
Trying to get the 7 or 8 seed.
Yeah, so it just doesn't even matter. It's just one of those things where if you're old and established, so what if you got to go to Milwaukee? Like, it's not like it's, Green Bay, Wisconsin. It's Lambeau Field in January. Like, the elements are the same anywhere you go. Like, it's going to be 75 degrees. There will be no wind. But so what? It'll be loud. Who cares? I mean, you draw some energy from that. So,
well, I think this is an interesting game tonight for the Celtics because some people think the Celtics have turned the corner. I'm looking at the talent and the opposition. It's not been great. They're going to get the Philadelphia 76ers tonight. But they're getting him at home. Even with no Fournier, they're getting them at home. And Philly is, again, the best home team, one of the best home teams in the league. On the road, they're a totally different team. Now, they're better than they were last year. They're above 500. But they are very vulnerable when you get them on the road. This is a game the Celtics should win. We'll see.
I know. And it's again, it's the same thing. It's like they beat the Rockets.
Woohoo!
Yeah. You know, in Charlotte. You know,
without their two best players.
Yes, exactly. So it's like, oh God, are you going to fall for it again?
Oh, yeah.
Fall for the banana.
They'll lose to the teams they're supposed to beat. That's what will happen. The Sixers, you should walk all over them. They'll end up losing. Something stupid will happen.
If they've got their act together, they should take care of business in this game tonight. Because it's not Philly at home. Forget about Philly's record. Philly's record is bolstered because they're such a good home team. You can't beat them at home. What are they against the Sixers this year, Tyler? Are they 0-3 or 0-4? I think they're 0-3 they lost.
I think it's just 0-3.
0-3. Against the
Sixers. Back-to-backs early. Yep.
Yeah, and they lost one here at the Garden and I think two down there in Philadelphia. All right, 617-779-7937. We have another hour to go right here on OMF. And by the way, there's more quarterback news that might be interesting to your New England Patriots. This hour of OMF brought to you by Feldman Land Surveyors at Feldman. They get it right from the ground up.